Mother Nature hasn't been kind in the latter weeks, dumping rain, freezing rain, sleet, and snow on area towns, causing several school districts to cancel classes on numerous days. According to a news release from Superintendent Dr. Carol Mayer, the Marshall Public School District has scheduled its makeup days. The release says as of now, the district has missed 8 days, and according to the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, or DESE, districts are forgiven for every other day missed more than 7, so at this point, the district will need to make up 7 days. The district has scheduled makeup days for March 27th through 29th, which was scheduled to be spring break, and 4 days at the end of the year, which will make the last day of school at this point Wednesday, May 29th. The release further says after 10 days, each day is forgiven, so the last possible school day is Monday, June 3rd. Saline County Presiding Commissioner Kyle Guthrie Jr. announced the county has chosen United Healthcare through the Not Agency as the insurance provider for its employees this year. During a recent meeting of the commission, Clerk Debbie Russell explained some of the finer details of the policy that put it over the top with county commissioners.
I just feel like this time putting out our bids, we had some nice competitive bids that came in, but United Healthcare did come in with two options that were really appealing. We currently had with our Aetna plan a $4,000 deductible, and we had two options of a $3,000 or a $2,000. One of the appealing things about option two was a zero copay, and there were some reductions and some additions to the benefit packages with this plan. So,
and the deductibles were lower.
Right. Yes. It was a good choice that the commission made.
Russell also said the premiums for employees with families dropped as well.
For this plan, too, it dropped. Our family plan had been something like $1,900 a month. It was reduced down. And with this plan, for the same benefits that we were talking about there, like $1,500-something. So that was a huge reduction for those who have family coverage.
Guthrie said this policy coverage begins on March 1st. In other news, the commission held a public hearing regarding the 2019 budget and then approved the budget as it was presented. An Odessa man who allegedly was in possession of a stolen handgun, a controlled substance, and was trespassing in violation of a court order has been charged with multiple felonies in Lafayette County. According to a probable cause statement, authorities were notified that 28-year-old John Stanley Hedden II was in a residence without permission on February 5th. Hedden was asleep upon the arrival of authorities, and they say they found a handgun, which was confirmed to be stolen from Kansas City, in a bag containing some marijuana on the night stand next to him. The resident reportedly has an order of protection against Hedden. Authorities also say they found methamphetamine inside the bag of marijuana when they checked the evidence at the Lafayette County Jail. According to online court documents, Hedden has been charged with Class D felonies for possession of a controlled substance, stealing a firearm, and unlawful possession of a firearm, as well as a misdemeanor for trespassing. Bond has been set at $50,000 cash only. Hedden's initial hearing is pending at Lafayette County Circuit Court. KMMO News Time is 6:35. Funeral service for 93-year-old Fay Arnold of Marshall, who died Sunday, will be held at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Marshall, where visitation will be held from 6 o'clock to 7:30 tonight. Burial will follow tomorrow's service at Sunset Garden Cemetery in Marshall. Graveside service with military honors for 85-year-old Marion Lee Cooper of Jefferson City, who died February 4th, will be held at 11 a.m. tomorrow at Walnut Ridge Cemetery in Fayette. Dully Trimble Funeral Home in Jefferson City is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 86-year-old Darlene Adrian of Kearney and formerly of Slater, who died Saturday, will be held at noon Thursday at Weicker Funeral Home in Slater, where visitation begins at 11 a.m. Burial will follow at Slater City Cemetery. Funeral service for 76-year-old Dorothy Jones of Concordia, who died Sunday, will be held at 10:30 a.m. Friday at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Concordia. Burial will follow at the church cemetery. Visitation will be held from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Thursday at Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Concordia. Funeral service for 55-year-old Sherry Lynn Jones of Sweet Springs, who died Sunday, will be held at 11 a.m. Friday at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Marshall, where visitation begins at 9:30. Burial will follow at Fairview Cemetery in Sweet Springs. memorial service for 69-year-old Charles Rainey of Marshall, who died February 2nd, will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday at the Marshall Church of Christ. A luncheon will follow the service. The Kansas City funeral directors are in charge of arrangements. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries as well as news stories 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.